Everybody.
Everybody.
Everybody. Everybody. The shiur this week is being sponsored by the Fisher family. L'nishmas Rav Moshe Chaim Ben Rebero Lvov Ol Shalom. Al Yartzeit is Ches Kislev. And also sponsored anonymously. L'nishmas Rav Avram Yehuda Ben Rav Gedalia Ol Shalom. Whose Yartzeit is Gimel Kislev. A great shiur to Rosh Yeshiva coming all the way from Lakewood to say shiur for us. Yashikoyach Gadol.
It's impossible to refuse a member when you know that his Messiah is Nefesh. And you know what it means to him, what he does to organizing, calling everybody with the Ma'amud Kaimis and publicizing it and running after all the Mishtatvim. When you know all the work that he does, it's impossible to refuse. There's no opponent. No opponent whatsoever to refuse a member. And Yashikoyach to give me the opportunity to come and talk with the other Melani. Let's talk about the Gemara that based on the base that Rav Chaim Yisurah gave advice. Loi lei meinish leitzi bizman hazeh. A person should not tell to his wife bizman hazeh al tis ribhan plei. He should not make a kinui because even though he's saying it only beinu lebeinu and there's no edim, and the Mishnah says in the edim le kinui beinu lebeinu beinu lebeinu Rabbi Shua, but maybe we paskin like Rabbi Yisurah Rabbi Huda that he holds kinui is al piatzmoi. So then, if he catches her later in a stira, she's going to be also lomas because you don't have meisaita bisman hazeh to be meidik her. So zokt this member loy leimul inish leitzi bisman hazeh al tistri b'hadi koini. Now anyone learns the Gemara, they think that nobody's nechshon this gadamit. I mean, who ever tells his wife al tistri mishpoini? All of us, trust our wives, and it's so weird that somebody should do a kinui. But without this is pretty common, and it's a little frighteningly common. Even somebody who trusts his wife. Let's say you're out away from home, and you talk on the phone with your wife, and tell her, don't answer the door for anybody. Or let's say you tell her, you know, you heard the mishalachim around that are a little dangerous, that might be a little violent, don't answer the door for anybody. We might have made a kinui right there. That's a dangerous thing to do. And if she later answered the door for her brother or anybody, but you said don't answer the door for anybody. That's what you said. If you believe her that she answered the door later for somebody, you might run into this gemara.
That's not stira.
If you left the door open,
answering the door is not stira.
No, but let's see, comes in. Let's see if Baba came in.
Even if she comes in, she has to go in the place. Stira is she has to go.
Who told you that? I don't like to think with you, but from what I know, there's no such thing as long as it's yichud. No, yichud with a brother is not also. But if you make a stira,
stira is not yichud. There's nothing to do with yichud.
Oh, that's the subject of God's tonight's shiur. But the pashas is it's less than yichud. No, you're making it more.
Could be more, could be less.
Where do you know the more? Give me a mashal where it can be more. Where do you know that from?
More than yichud.
No, meaning less. Less
than this watch is outside.
Meaning less. You know, I said that's more. We didn't have less.
Less is a brother, father.
No, you could say Al Tistri, Al Tistri Mavicha. The Rambam passes that that's also called the Stira. No, that's all in the direction that it's easier to go into a Stira. But here you're trying to say it's harder to go into a Stira. She's got to go into a Mokum Seisa. How do you know that?
She has to go.
Wait, you got to document that chapter and verse. Okay. You know what I mean? That's not so much. As far as I know, I never came across that. I'd like to know that. All that to me is all the other direction, like you're saying.
But just open his door. Really.
No, if you let him in. Let's see, you probably came to miss him. With his wife. Yeah, everybody came.
Not so much.
If you make a kinyan on somebody, you know, state him harbi b'nei others, harbi anoshim.
It
would be kind of as hard to be an
Osh.
It's a Eichel,
can you? It could be a kind of for the whole world, but I'll test you with anybody.
Yeah, that's not
about it. It doesn't be specific.
Not supposed to. No. You could say, I'm going to say, you can say, happy to be an Osh. You can say, happy
to
be an Osh.
Yeah, you have to give a list, though.
I don't know if you have to say, and you have to say the father's name, too. Or the mother's name. Wait a minute. Say, it's me, what's your name? What's your name? What's my name? What's your name?
Only
you'd be surprised. You better check the Rambam before you make this cooler. You better check the Rambam before you make such a cooler.
So what does he say?
I think he says Mahabir and the Adam is also kine. I think so. So let me tell you what the good news is. What's it? That gentleman wanted to make Allah. Remember, what's that you say? He had wanted to make Allah. No? You're passing. Okay.
I answered it.
Oh, you helped it. Okay. So what's the kasha and the teretz? I'd like to hear the kasha and the teretz.
It's too involved.
Okay, so the good news is that most of us have wives that we can trust. So when you said don't answer the door for anybody, you were thinking about that someone's going to be ma'anis. You weren't thinking about as those baratzi. So that helps the situation if you're not an Eishes Kohen. If you're not a Kohen, so that might not be a kinui, because that's not a B.I. Senus. A B.I. Senus doesn't have a type of Saita. But if you're a Kohen, so the Yomama says, that is a B.I. Saita. So that could be a real kinui. So Mamela, all this is not really negated tonight, Shia, but it's negated to know this Gemara is very relevant. Loi leime inish le'itzeh bizman hazeh, al tistri ba'li poni, could come up often. If you're Kohen, it's much more serious. If you're Yisrael, then you can get a cooler, but you're living with a cooler. That's a budget. And for the next 20 or 100 years that he's living with his wife, there's a little cooler over there. So let's talk about this Gemara. Most of the women in this because dealing with Kaimel and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. So the Shvekin is that the Rambam brings this din, even though he doesn't paskin like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. He holds that Kinui has to be Be'edim, like Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shua, the Mishnah hold. Interestingly, I mean, they're really mighty on this Shaila on the Rambam, how tough his paskin is. Some of the answers go, interestingly, because the Mishnah is onto this, that Loi Leim initially Itzi Bizman Hazeh, because maybe Pastor Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, he says, because if you hold like Rabbi Yeshua, that you need two Edom for Stira, so then you can't even do Bizman Abayas. Because even though you don't have Edom on the Kini on the Stira, but you yourself know it, you might get a Shavi and Abshir Tirli Surah there. And then even Bizman Abayas will be able to.
If
Shimon passes with Rabbi Shuman, that's the project. You know, Rabbi Shuman might have the Bezin.
Bizman Abayas is a new Daluch. We don't know.
If we pass with Rabbi Shuman now, we should assume
know.
That.
We don't know Daluch.
No, that's what he's saying. So but the Rambam does pass it. So even the Rabbi Shuman, so the Rambam holds that they knew that was Rabbi Shuman. So we made it is a little bit of a Shvarim Shat. Also, it's a chiddush to say that the feed the sheetahs that hold, you need two Edom Makinri, then it passes and then a Shavi and Avcha. Then without Edom, it's Takachal Makinri. That's a big chiddush to say. So we need to know why the Rambam is bringing this halacha, even though he doesn't pass in the Rabbi Yisrael. There's another important point that the Rambam does not say the halacha the way it appears in Gemara. Gemara appears as a azhara to a Baal. Lo Yilei Me'inish. Don't do this. The Gemara is like saying it either as horror or an eitzah. The Ram doesn't do it that way. He says, "Omar lo, beina lebeina al tistri mishpoini." Then you might run into a problem that if you see shinistro, she's also a lovely lomus because you can't be biting her. But he doesn't bring it mamish keturas hagemara, so that would also need a little bit of a shot. Additionally, there's something else that bothers me, which I think you might have already touched on the answer. Another thing is that this woman that Rabbi Yossi Bereb Chanina is protecting, by instructing the husband not to do anything like that, he's protecting a woman that really is a Veras Hadas, because she was Nistra Leila. A Veras Hadas is a Mitzvah Lagash. So by him telling the husband, don't do it, because then she's become also a Lomas, and you're going to have to be Megarasha, doesn't make so much sense. He should give this as an Eitzah. Because if she's a Veras Hadas, then it's a mitzvah, not a chiyuv, but a mitzvah. So why should he now be give these kind of eitzes? Sorry?
She's a Veras Hadas because
she's reactive. Here, that's the Gemara. We're holding down the Afyam. You get the Chafay? No, you got to wake up early in the morning to notice. Yeah, Chafay and Al Malach, the Gemara discusses. This might have a dinner of a Veras Hadas, and maybe because some person, even one time, is enough to get a dinner of mitzvah Gasha. So why is Amazi out to protect her? Additionally, with worried about that you're going to be Mekana Beina Lebeina, and then you're going to catch a Shinister. Rashi says, that's so common. Rashi says, Hu Yimtzel Stiras Harbe. That's also a little bit more than every woman has many Stiras. Yimtzel Stiras Harbe is as they like to find a Stira. Every woman is a Veras Hadas. Rashi, this whole member has to be assuming that it's very common to catch a Stira. And I would think it's not common, especially if that is considered a Veras Hadas Mamish. So let's go through the Gemara and the Chof Hei Yom Alv brings the Raya that Iveres Adas needs Hasra because state in the Mishnah Eilu Shebezin Mekanalai. Now that kinui is not lashkaisa. That kinui is only la yisrael baila. So if she did stira, and that's why she was nesara, so what do you need the kinui for? If a veras aldas is in the tzricha asfar, so what did you have to be magdim the kinui? Araya from those of the gemara that veras aldas tzricha asfar. And the kasha to be on the gemara is that the stira to be a veras aldas and the stira if the kinui are two total different types of stiras. The stira to be an veras aldas needs to be a yichud gomer, and it can't be when it's baila be'ir, and it can't be when pesach pesuch l'shusharam, and it can't be with Harbi Bnei Odom, and it can't be Lovi Lachel. But the stira that's Neseres, after a kinui, that's totally whatever the kinui was. If the kinui was even the Harbi Bnei Odom, that vibes the stira. If it was a Philip of Baal Beir, a Philip of Pesach Meshu Surahim, that's not Lachel, that vibes a stira that she met Neseres Bistirasa. So the Gemara is a plea, the Gemara is being a Raya that Iveras had last. It's Tzricha Hasroya. Because why would Bezin be Mekanalov? Sure, Bezin going to be Mekanalov. Because without the kinui, that's not even. She won't be there because of that's with this deal. So let's say, with the Gemara, they still met a woman that her husband went to Bidin Sayam, or he's locked up in jail, or whatever it is. So we're afraid that these Nashim are going to be Nari Hefke, so that's where Bezin is Mekanalov. So the Gemara, if he was in that, and it's Tzichas, what are you the kinui for? I'll tell you why I need the kinui. Because without the kinui, she wouldn't be a Beres Hadas if it's Pesach Meshul Shus Ram Moves Lavi Rachel. That's why we need a king. So we have a number of questions over here that we're going to try to answer. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to see if we're going to be able to answer all the questions. And I said, please, Rabbi Rom, you and Moni to make sure we answer the questions or declare that we didn't answer. All right. Now, one question is that the Rambam is bringing this din, even though we don't paskin like Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda. The other question is, they didn't bring a kitzurasa. Lo ilayim inish. He only brought it that if he did it, kach v'kach. Maybe we can throw in another question, that the Rambam brought this in Hilchos Ishus. He did not bring this in Hilchos Saita. This Rambam of lo ilayim inish, Nizman Hazeh, appears in the end of Hilchos Ishus, I think would also be a fair question. Why is it not in Hilchos Saita? Additionally, we want to know, why is Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda protecting the woman who did the mitzvah l'garish, if she is Saisar? And why do we assume that Hu Yimtzalo Stir is Harbi? And how could you mind that Rav Chaim being a Raya that Averes Hadas Tzricha Hashora if she would not be Averes Hadas without that king? So in order to answer these questions, I think there's one important insight that we have to work on, and that is like this. There is a Chiddush which states in Rabbi Ezri that even according to Rabbi Shua, that you need to aid in a kinui, but a kinui beino lebeino works with a whole different lumbus. The kinui beino lebeino is nesab as another din kinui that we learn out from the din of bezin mekanalan. Eilu that bezin make a kinui, it's not a kinui baalan, it's only a kinui la isra, not a kinui la ashkaisa. That's nesab in the pasuk b'tab of Yisrael. That's a whole different din kinui, and that din kinui zokta that doesn't need aidim. The din of kinyan of Eilu Shebez in the Kanalan, that's a kinyan not lashkoisa, just la Yisrael, that doesn't need Eidim Tata. The Aram Mishnah that's discussing how many Eidim you need l'kinyan, Aram Mishnah is talking about the kinyan lashkoisa. But once it was Nisrabe, in the parish of Dabba Bnei Yisrael, another din kinyan of just la Yisrael, not lashkoisa, that din kinyan is up there, doesn't need Eidim. He doesn't explain what's the swara that kinui should not need eidim, but I think I could explain it. And we have to understand like this, that if you need eidim l'kiyum adova by kinui, it's because you're toying off a chalos. What chalos are you toying off? The din of eidim that you need l'kiyum is when you're making a gittin of kedushin. When you're toying off a chalos, when an issue is mezana, you don't need eidim l'kiyum, because you're not toying off a chalos. The chalos is bad by mele, but you're not being poil any chalais. What chalais is the Baal making when he's saying a kinyan that you should eat him? He's creating a new concept of stira. He's creating that a stira with Pesach Pesach and Shusharab and Mekame Bnei Odom is a stira that class. He's creating a whole new metzias of stira that will make the Yisra on the woman. So Memela, when Eilu Shebezin Mekanalahim, that's without the dinatus of kinyan, then obviously you're not creating a new stira, And obviously over there the Ish would not be Naseres if she's Nisteres when there's a Pesach for Shulchan Shesh Rabbah by the way. It's only that she's Naseres if she does a real steer. So the fact that Yimar brings a fantastic raya that Al Kochoch Oiveres Al Das needs Hasroya, because if she wouldn't need Hasroya, so then the steer alone should do it. Because that would be because over there they don't have the Edom on the Kini. And it's not a Kini Baal, and it's not a Kini Lash Koisa. So the extent that the din Kini over there is just La Oisra, they're not shafing any new Chalais Bistirasa. So Memela doesn't make a difference. Then you need a real Stira. You never created other dinim of Stira that you do on Day of Maisakini. So now it comes out a fantastic difference if you hold like Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudah or you hold like Rabbi Yeshua. If you hold like Rabbi Yeshua, then the kinui really needs data. This is not the real kinui that creates that there's a new concept of stira that's marve even pesach pesuch l'shusharab. So a libit Rabbi Yeshua, she would have to do a real stira, a real yichud, a real iveres hadas, in order to become their sex. A libit Rabbi Yisib and Rabbi Yehuda that holds the kinui is apiyatzmi. So then this is a kini that chaps a bear of stira, even al piyatzma, you can chaff it. And then the mele it will be, who nimts a stira's harbin? Then he'll find any stira, even the pesach, and even a via of acher, that would have a shem stira, like Abi this kini. So this is a fantastic difference if you hold like Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Yehuda, or if you don't. If you hold like Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Yehuda, then it's a din of loy lema inish leitzviz manazeh. He wants to protect this woman, because she's not really a bear of sadas. The stira that she did would be a stira muteris if not for the kinui. So he is trying to protect this woman. Loi lei minish loi inish as man has said. The Rambam that brings it, Alibi to Rabbi Yeshua, he doesn't say loi lei minish, because he's not talking about stira's harbi that you're going to find. He's talking about the real ugly stira, the real ugly yichud, and because Alibi to Rabbi Yeshua has to go throughout the parish of Dabba Bnei Yisrael, has to go throughout the new parish of kinui that does not create new dinim and isurim in the stira. So that's why the Rambam brings it without this lashon of loy lei minish.
I'm not sure that this kinui, a normal kinui which a Baal makes, he wants to ask her with Pesach Pesuch here and all that. Maybe in the Mala kinui is a kinui of a normal stira. What we understand is stira.
Good question. It doesn't make a difference what the Baal is thinking. Once you have the chetz of the kinui Baal, what the Torah is talking about, that's chal. That's chal. But that needs talking about. That's not the kinui that was described in the parish of Elul Shabbos in the Kanalan. And I made it that won't be in the kini without Edom on the kini. But I've added once the Baal does it. So there are certain things that is totally in the Baal. There are certain things, let's say if he's Mekana for Pritzus Baal, for certain things that the Gemara says, but Etzim would not have a Teres B as a Raiz, then the kini does work. But look, I'll be this, what's called a Stira, that doesn't make a difference. Once he made the kini, it's enough.
The kini is automatic for any Stira, even the Shvachet Stira.
That's right. Right.
He says that?
No, it doesn't say the other way.
Huh?
It says that's called stira, even if it's the best. It doesn't say it's telling what kind of kini you make.
The kini is on that.
How do you know?
He says b'feirush, don't go with, even if the pesach pasuah, dos is a kinui. But here you're being mechanish and the mala mensch.
Are you? Are you
don't
repeating?
Open the door. He means.
Are you repeating or are you eating? I don't mean to be rude. I just want to know. Are you repeating?
No.
It doesn't need any repetition. I heard what you said. So if you repeat, I'll repeat. The pashas is that it's one din. The government mechanism, if he did it differently, then it doesn't have it.
So it's automatic.
Again, yeah. You repeat, I repeat. If you clarify more of your cash, I'm going to have to clarify more of the tests.
But you have a market that's the way.
No, no. The market is that the Sheikh and Shulchan Aruch, Baal Shekinah, it's foolish that this is the din, but it doesn't say a chelik what his kinah was. He just said, I'll test the mishpat. That's the din. Here's what he said. Then it says that Jesus has to even if it was Pesach Pesach Shusharab. So you got to find someone that's you got. There's so many small oisies in the Shulchan. Somebody should say what you were saying. So look up and see. I think it's a Kufra Bav, if I'm not mistaken. Get a look to see if it's there. But I don't remember seeing that.
To know the chesed
there, I think my Talmud is right. Yeah, please help. I don't know. I think so. Yeah, he looks
you.
Like I'm being mad. I mean, yeah. No, he needs the help. No. Okay. So was it the use of all the shayas in Bavam, or some of the shayas we were holding over here? Let's see. I remember there was a question raised that the Rambam is passing like Rabbi Shua, what's he doing bringing the memory? The answer, he doesn't bring the Kitzurah, so he is not bringing this memory exactly. He's bringing the din of Eilu Shabbos and Mekalah.
Why are you wondering if he's supposed to be Garshah?
What? Oh, the answer is that the woman who's being warned is a woman that is doing a stira that's not really a verzadas. She's doing a stira when it's by the beir. Right. But la lofa, we don't pass like Rabbi Yisrael, and then we're dealing with a real stira. So then the Ramtak doesn't warn. He doesn't warn how to do it. He says, if you did it, this is the din. It's explained to some degree why it's halachas issues.
That doesn't fit with the
this word. Is not the stira of Saita. This is the stira of the Yichud
Al. Yeah, you're fine from the Rambam, not the Gemara.
Well, you explain.
The Gemara is the Shema, maybe the Aluch.
Right, so I was trying to say that if you hold like Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yudah, that even up the Asma, so then you'll have the Saita
the
stira.
Saita, yeah.
Right, so that's why he says Loi Lema. That's why he wants to present to him.
So you're fine from the Rambam.
Yeah, and the more everything's never neat. Yes, yeah, good.
Yeah, they're talking about different things, in other words.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Was there everything else we should ask? Sure, because he's talking about a stira of a seita, so that's taka common. The stira of Eif Tekinu is something which is shrich.
What is the exact
question
of the Rambam?
It's a chavdal chavay. Amar lebeinoy lebeina al tistari mishpoyni. So I think so, because the stira he's talking about is not the regular stira of Saita. The stira he's talking about means a real yichud. Right, and one day, he didn't shaft anything with this kinoi. This is not a kinoi that really shaft anything, it's just the din of Lo Yisrael. So the only question you can ask me is that the Elu Shebez and the Kalalem, the Ram and Burton, the Saita, didn't bring out the Chasishas. That would be the only question I would have to worry about to complete this thesis. Okay, let me go on just another hour to talk with you. There is a Rosh in the second paragraph of Yevamos that says the Dovah Tamur and the Dovah Sassam. Now let's see if we can make any sense out of it. He says that if Edom come to Bezin and they say what's called as Edus Kiyur, they saw ugly things about what this woman did. Things that are strongly circumstantial evidence that it was Aznos, but not Bar. They saw her knife running out and she was getting dressed, or something like that that's called Edus Kiyur. Shader Bezin is Kaifan Eislahitzi. And in that same rush, he says that if the Baal comes to Bezin and said that he saw Kira, his wife, Allah is in Atlantan Eislahitzi. There's no din of Shabi and Afshe. Apparently, there's no din of Shabi and Afshe in it. And he doesn't give any explanation why there shouldn't be a din of Shabi and Afshe in it. If you're saying that it was Eidus Kira, it's enough to be Mechayiv and Mahitzi, so why should there not be a din of Shabi and Afshe? No explanation is given, just from the beginning of it's one of the longest pieces of Rosh in the Besichta, but from the beginning to the end, you see these two dinim, it doesn't seem to clap. And this is what I'm going to try to make a little sense out of, and that is, if you go into the principles of Shavi and Avshe, there's one derech that all this is going to make sense, possibly. But derech cloudy, the understanding of Shavi and Avshe, Chatech Lissu, is that it's an amonos l'gabi atzmai. Very similar to Hidoz Bal Din, Kekufeid and Dom. A person is named L'chivasai, so who are the L'gabi Yisur, L'gabi Atzmoy, he has the Nemonos of Asher Yeh Mekihu Zeh. This is indeed Ixtesachation's approach to the principle of Shabbat Amshachadik and Yisur. However, we have to realize that Rabbi Kivegi in a few places seems to think that this is not the accurate approach. Rabbi Kivegi was caught asking on the Mishnah in Subis, which state, Ha'oim Eish Yishisha Yisi V'niz Garashti, Nemeres, Shapesha also Pesha Hitta. And the Kvegan Mishnayas was caught asking, what do you need a Pesha also Pesha Hitta? She's not saying Yisr. She's saying Eshashisha Yisr Ben Skarashti. So she's saying Hitta. So what do you need a Pesha also? Now in the Mishnah earlier it says, Sodazu Shalavicha Hisa. Look, Achtiye Meru. Neman Shapesha also Pesha Hitta. And the Kvegan Mishnayas did not ask that question. He understood that the Hidoyis Baldin, that Sodazu Shalavicha Hisa, should make it that now Karka Bechesbala Kaima, and now I need the Nemonis to say the Chachtia. He had no such question. But when he got to the Mishnah of Shavya Nafsha, he's saying she's not saying Yisr, where's the Shavya Nafsha? So apparently he doesn't see that Shavya Nafsha is exactly Daimah to Hidoyis Baldin. There's another Rebbe Meir that discusses a woman who said, Loi niskadashti, and then there were Eidim that said, Niskachov and Nisgasha. So the Eidim are saying Heter, because they're saying Niskachov and Nisgasha, and she's saying Heter, Loi niskadashti. So if I'm doing it, she's Mutter. Everybody's screaming, what are you talking about? Let's say, by Hidoz Baldin, you say, Loi lavisi. Eidim came and say, Lo v'upora. You're chayav. Because you were makrish the Eidim that said pora, and the Eidim were makrish you that was lalova. So my male, you have Eidim but then we can extract you later, Eidim but then, even though you're saying Heta and the Eidim are saying, you're saying two and the Eidim are saying two. And Rabbi Kadega was not thinking that when he was dealing with Shavi and Avshal. There he said, he didn't say, Kol ha'oim lo'in iskadashti, ko'i meres lo'in iskarashti domi, and the male didn't say, she's asura, api the Eidim was all in iskashim iskashim. So it looks like Rabbi Kadega's approach to Shavi and Afshi is that you're not Neman Bechlal on the facts. You're Neman just for the Shem Yisra. You have to be saying Yisra. In other words, by the regular doors, but then you're Neman on saying Loi Levisi. So once the Eidim are Makish you, so now you're left with what? A lover without power, because Kol Oim Loi Levisi Kolim Loi Levisi. You put your Neman on the facts that you're saying. By Shavi and Afshi, it looks like you're only Neman on the Tzitzah of the Yisra. So you have to be saying Yisra. When he got to the Mishnah, the Shishish, Yisra, and his Garashti, he's saying, you don't need Pesha also, because she's not saying Yisra, she's saying Heter. Or the Isha that's saying, Loin is Kadashti, is saying Heter, and the Edom are saying Heter. It looks like it's an Amonis only on the Yisra. That's what it looks like the Greg is thinking. So I was wondering, would that be a Tzushto to what we're talking over here? A Baal comes and says, he saw Edi Kiyah. He saw Kiyah. The Yisra of Kiyah is based on the Oymen Hadas. If Eidim come to Bezin, they say Kiyah, Bezin makes the Oymet. This Baal that said, I saw Kiyah, did he make the Oymet himself? Did he make such an Oymet? Did he now conclude that it's beyond a reasonable doubt that she was Mazana? If he didn't conclude that way, we have no basis to make our own conclusion, because we never trust him on the facts, by Shavi and Afshi. By Shavi and Afshi, he has to be saying Yisra. If he did not make the conclusion himself that she's a Surah, then we don't even hear Shavi and Afshi at all. You have to be saying Yisra. If the Baal will come and say, I saw a Sufik Pesa Pesuach, I saw a Sufik Yisra, that's also saying Yisra. Saying a Sufik Yisra is also. Because that Sufik Pesa Pesuach is a Sufik of Shor Shachal Lefanecha, that's not a Sufik that needs Eimel Hadas. But the Kiyah needs a certain intelligence and a certain Eimel Hadas of a Kayach Hachor, and he's not making that Hachor. And we can't make it based on what he said, because he has no Nemanis on the facts, he's only Nemanis on the Yisra. So Mel, this is where the Rosh was coming with this idea that even though if Eidim come and say Kiyah were mighty, the Baal come and say there might not be a din of Shavi and Afshi on that.
Why by Eidim, yes?
Because Bezin could paskan api the Oymet over here. It's enough that we can paskan. It's enough. Kiyah is enough that Bezin could make the Oymet Adas, because Bezin believes the facts that Eidim said. But the Gabi the Baal, we never believe it. It's only because he's saying Yisra.
And his friend tells him, and he says, I believe my friend.
And he's concluding that she was Mazana, then could be the word. And he's that is Shavi and Afshi. Then he's saying it, but if he just says the Kiyah and never makes the conclusion on his own, we don't make the conclusion for him because we don't hear any facts, and he didn't make the conclusion, so he didn't say Yisra. So here, in Rabbi Kreger's mouth and Shavi and Afshi, it might make a little sense.
Is there any Kiyah or something that the Gemara says?
I don't remember. I know the Gemara does talk about it. The Gemara does talk about it. Yeah, it's not to that extent. It's not like that. He goes through those in the Yalam. The Yichud, Dini Kishfei Feres, like Rabbi Kiva says, Rabbi Misa. That Rosh, get a look at it. It's in the second parak of Yevamah Simachas. But I was wondering if this could help us in the Mishnah. Like, the Mishnah in Saita Dabbeiz, Omer Alf, says that you need Eidim Lekinui. Did anyone ever ask the question, why don't you have a Shavi and Afshi over there? Why can he be mashka even without it?
Without what?
You need without Eidus Lekinri. So it says in the Mishnah it can't be mashka. Rashi even is that she's not even asura according to Rabbi Yeshua if you don't have two Eidim on the steel. Why isn't she asura? Why don't you at least have a Shavi and Afshi over here? So what do you say? To impose shti on her, you need two Eidim. That's not so, because you're never imposing shti. She is not bal kocha. It's only built seder. I think the Prince Governor Seifa looks at it that to get the Kayin to do it is like getting them to the Mach of the Carbon. That you're Neman to say it. You don't need anything for it. So to get the kohen into the Mishnah Bishkov himself is money. Why is she not in a service? Poshut als the Shavuot Nafshei Chatir Yisurah with the Kinyan Yisurah. So what we think would be helpful, right? That the pshat is that even this is only Eimel. Kinyan Yisurah is also only Eimel Adas. Kinyan Yisurah is even the Torah gave it the Din Sofik and the Torah gave it the Din Sofik of Adai. But in these, the element of Eimel Adas that he sees the Chash Shnos. If he doesn't recognize, if he doesn't say later that he sees the Chash Shnos in it, then you won't have a Kinyan Yisurah. You won't have a Shavuot Nafshei.
That's the Kinyan.
Huh?
For the Kinyan you need.
Yeah. You can say that, Mahal. You could say that, Mahal.
You said it.
Yeah, I did say it. I'm just saying, yeah, I'm not making a different suggestion. Yeah. You're saying murder. You're just saying fantastic. You know, that's about it.
He's making Kini totally powerful, no thinking about no nothing, just making Kini good.
Listen, there's a Kini of Altadabri also. Right? That's not Chosh of his nose. He doesn't want these powers of state. Well, are you coming from the Gimel and Ksuvah's Dafi Gimel, that it's a Lashon Haki? Listen, look here. No, Alta Dabri. Let me just see that, Rashi. I don't recall such a Rashi, but if you say it, then it's 90% there. Let me just see it. It's in Dabez, right? So it should be right here. No, I think it's not that way. That he meant to say this.
If she talked all these folks, that's nothing.
Yeah, but even if she was this around, it's not a kinyan. So I'm saying, what's his act part over there? He thinks that with the deeper it's going to be a shasho, so he just doesn't like this carvus of deeper. So I was trying to show up to the same idea. He doesn't like this carvus of steel, but he wasn't thinking of shasho. He has to himself be massive that there's a shasho around there. Okay.
What I mentioned before, that she has to go in. It says in the Mishnah, Nistere.
Right, correct.
Nichlasayma, she has to go in, so she just opens the door. That's
not no, that's called Yichud. It doesn't mean anything.
No,
that's not enough for the Yichud. The Mishnah is just saying, you know, the Lishna Balma, that they go Beseisa, but it means Beseisa. It doesn't mean that talk is somebody that she has to go.
Nichlasayma means she has to go.
I don't know. It's very hard to be mastering after the Mishnah. All the words are talking about either Ozli I Lagabeya, Ozli I Lagabeya. I don't think Nichasim means that. You know, I don't think so, but whatever. You know. You've got enough experience to Dinzach. Okay, let's talk a little bit of the Gay Parsha. Is that part of the protocol? Yeah. There was something that struck me very interesting in the Parsha. I wanted to know if the MC sees it the way I see it. There's Svaros Hafuchas is always a problem. It's always a problem in every sugi if you see Svavas Hafuchas, and I noticed that the Svavas Hafuchas between Avimelech, Melech Yehoah. Yeah, sit down, just look to see if I can catch you just with my eyes. Okay. Between Avimelech, Melech Yehoah, Melech Plishtim, and Yitzhak, what kind of send off Yitzhak received? When Avimelech came to visit Yitzhak after he had sent him out of his city, Yitzhak greeted him very poorly. Yitzhak said, "Madu abosim ilai, atim sneisim oisi, but shalchuni miitchem." Yitzhak looked at it that the send-off he got when he was asked to leave Eretz Plishtim was sinner. That's how he looked at it. He looked at it like he's a gerush. And Avimelech answers him back, "Bar shalechecha b'sholem, we didn't give you a bad send-off. Osinu v'chol rak toiv." But they're talking about the exact same situation. And Yitzhak perceives it as a divrei sinna, and Avimelech says, "We did you rak toiv and we sent you off for shalom." Which way is it? Like, how could there be such a sharp difference of perception? And more than that, if you read the psukim, it looks like Avimelech got Yitzhak Avinu to turn around and see it his way. Because he came to make a bris, and Yitzhak starts saying to him, "Well, says, you hate me, you sent me, you threw me out." And Avimelech says, "We saw that Hashem is with you, so we want to make a bris with you. We never did anything wrong to you, we only did you good, and we sent you off for shalom." And the next pasuk says that Yitzhak is ready to party with them, like asking them Mishnah. And then the next pasuk he makes the bris. Like, what turned him around? He had a perception. Yitzchak Avinu's perception is not is with the mayor that you're eating in his bayis. It's not stam gehakt and cooked. He had a perception that it was sinner. And he says, "No, we'll be nice to you when we see the Rabbi Shmuel. We want to make a peace with you. Yeah, sure, party." Like, what happened over here? There's a piece missing here, and we're going to try to fill in. What was actually the send-off that he got? He got an interesting pink slip over there. The way the pasuk says it is, "Vayem Avi Melech Yitzchok." Leich meimonu ki yotzamta mimena moed. You're just too rich, too much. Rashi says that people were more impressed with the zevel paydaisiv of Yitzchok than the kesev of his own shalom. Is this take sinner or this is shalom? When somebody comes to you and says, "You got too big for me," this happens. This happens all the time. Even daily my yeshivas, you can have it that you have a rosh shiva that has a magid shiur that's so popular and all the bachurim only want to hear his shiur. It comes a point that the Roshiva could tell him, "You gotta make your own yeshiva." Yeah. Is that shaykh? Is that called sinner? Or that's called mishalom? What is that?
That's called shiva.
So that's how you look at it. Huh? Okay, so I tell you what I think. What Humble Me thinks is it really depends. Let's first talk on the muscle of the Roshiva, then we'll see what is it. If Rosh Hashiva looks at it, that if you wouldn't be here, all those Talmidim would be here in my Shia, then he has a shtickle tzal aside. Then he's out. And then that's it. If Rosh Hashiva looks at it, that for sure, these are your Talmidim, and they wouldn't come to my Shia anyways. Just, you know, this is my place, and I can't have it. It's just not
it's
comfortable.
Business
for business. But you didn't take anything from me. Then, that's called Mashallah. And that's not even called Kina. I don't feel you're taking from me, but the mice said, "This is my place, this is my yeshiva. I can't have it that it just. We have it taken from me, my yeshiva. You have to be careful. So, as popular as your shiur ma, you gotta be careful. It doesn't push it." So I think this was the issue. When Yitzchak Avinu was told, "Leich me'imonu ki otzamta mimenu ma'id," Yitzchak understood that part of mimenu, that all your ashiras is for me. Is taken out of Plishtim. You got this from the kark over here in Plishtim, the mayor shot him, you got it out of our land. You are grabbing everything of ours. You know, like B'nai Lavan was saying, "Me'ashel lo'avino lo'kach es kol ha'kovet hazeh." That's what he sends when Avimelech held him as Avod on Yemel. And remember, the Plishtim were the people who believed in Mikra. They didn't believe too much in Hashgach HaPotis. They believe in Mikra. They were always the ones saying, "Lo Yad Hashem, no Galono Ki Mikra." So Mikra means that the point was in your Sada, but this is all our land. This wasn't that you had Ashgach HaPotis on you to be Megadol you and to be Mashi you. This is, everything is saying that ever. So it would have become Taman. It would have been mine. So Yitzchak said that that's called Sinner, and that's called the Gerush, and you threw me out. They say to him, "No, Hoy, Inu Ki Hoy Hashem Imoch." They set up a shtikla amuna coming out of the mouth of Avimelech. That we see that it was Hashgacha. So I recognize that all those Meir Peres and all the Zevel Breidos of that soap, that I wouldn't have it either. I wouldn't have it if you wouldn't be here. It's not like you took mine. This was, you have your own sinner from the Rebbeinu that's being mashed to you, and it's not like that you're taking mine. At that moment, Yitzchak realizes that that's Takeh of Sinim Chav HaKtoiv, and that's Yishluchim B'Shalom, so he's prepared to make the bris. The chilek of the perception. You hear what I'm saying? That's one hour with the shiur. You want to run? I have one hour with the shiur. You look like if you got to run, you got to run. You know what I mean? Oh, good. Okay. One other, maybe even two. What's the time frame? How does it work?
An hour. It's plenty of time.
An hour. Plenty of time. Okay. Usually I don't go an hour. Okay. Well, maybe 1 or 2 hours. The other hour is what Rashi brings in the beginning of Pasha. Lahagid shifcho shel Rivka. That she, the pasuk is mayor to say who her father is, or her brother is, and where she came from. Lahayit shivcha, that even though she had a father Rasha, brother Rasha, and she came from a place on Amarayim, all Amoyim, lo London maseh. Now this shvach shteit takenu of Rivka. It's exclusive to Rivka. I got to a medrash in Shir Hashirim. I get to the pasuk of Sheshana ben Achoichem, a rose among the thorns. Zeh Rivka. Because her father was a Rasha, her brother was a Rasha, her Mekoyme was a Chi Rasha, and she lived on the Masay. She's the rose among the Talmud. So what's the Pshat? I mean, she's the only one who gets this credit? Let's say Avraham Avinu was coming from a highly prestigious place, and Mogen Tzadikim was from Bokazdim. Everyone named David Zohar. His father was a saint. Nochum was up as a saint. They were named David Zohar. What are you talking about? Avraham doesn't get this due, this credit. Well, let's say Rochel Valeya. Rochel Valeya are coming mamish from the same background as Rivka. Their father, their brother, the Bnei Lavan, right? It might even be Bilam. And then Mekoyim and Shereshah, the Uramoyim there. And they don't get this due. This credit, Shoshana ben Achoychem Zeh Rivka. What's the Pshat that it's only Rivka? So to explain this, you got to say one Kiddush, one Svarah like this. That Rivka was very different than all the others. She was Be'emes, a product of her brother and her father and her background. She was Uyver Hashem with the Ramoyes that she learned from her background. Remember, who was the brains behind the plan of Baruch Chicha ben Mirma? Who was the brains behind that plan? She found a oifen l'shem shemayim to use the Ramoyes. So she was taken produced by the thorn bush. A rose is produced by a thorn bush. This rose, this Shishana, Zerivka. By Rav Valei, we don't find him having this madrig of Ramoyes. And they were menatzing themselves from the past. They have no shaitas to the past. They're not working with the influences that they got and being over Hashem. No shaitas. He's finished with it. There's a new start, and he's finished with the past. He's not being over Hashem with the Messiah that he got from Terach. That's Boshim. I think that's relevant over here. Now, more than that, and Yankee Vervina said to Rami Basramiat. But she said that my Ramoyes don't come from Aram Narayim, it comes from you, she said. So she's not a product of her background. She's not saying it was their influence. Rivka got it from her background. So this has a phenomenal nafkamina in the Rashi, b'shteid v'yosa lo yashem, lo yibeloi lo. Because he's a tzadi ben tzadi, and she's a tzadi ben rosha. I find this interesting that she's a tzadi ben rosha. Avraham Avinu was a tzadi ben rosha, and the whole world is standing on his tefillos of Bahar Hashem Yiroh. That's a pesach song by Avraham Avinu's tefillas that he's a tzadik ben rosha. I've had this tzadik song. So what's up is my heretic song? Because Rabbi Yehuda says in Shana Tshuva that if you see a guy that's a rosha, a kulkul, and his father's a tzadik, you're allowed to call him rosha ben rosha. And he explains because you're not talking about his father when you say rosha ben rosha. You're talking about him. How deep rooted the kulkul is in him that shchosa. That it's as if it's there for Davis. But you're not talking about his father. Wait, so he says, it's mutar likra, he's a Rosh ben Tzadik, Rosh ben Rosh. So we made a fakir also. If you have a Tzadik ben Rosh, you can call him a Tzadik ben Tzadik also. If his sitkis is so deep-rooted, and he's so divorced from his parents, so that he's a Tzadik ben Tzadik. So Avraham Avinu's tefillah has the madrig of Tzadik ben Tzadik, no matter what his father was. But by Rivka, you can't see her tzitkis without seeing the resha of her father. Because the tzitkis is using that at L'shem Shemayim. You can't perceive the tzitkis. You can't get the rose without cutting your fingers on the thorns. Without being poked by the thorns. So she has a shem of a tzadik ben rosha. It's l'gabi that. It was a song. Don't forget the shifra shel Rivka, but l'gabi that. It's a woman, it's a song. That's another one. One other point I want to share with you has been bothering me already for a long time. I've gone through many answers and none of them were satisfactory until recently. I think what's satisfactory? Esav HaRosha has a very big interest and biggest savings to do the mitzvah of Kibrav. And if you talk about a Rosha like Esav, it sounds like so funny that he should have his savings to Azah Helig and mitzvah of Kibrav of Kidu Darti B'nei B'Kibduni. It sounds like a plea. If somebody would tell you that there is this Rosh Ben Gurion, when it came to Simchas Torah, he was like, go, go, Freilich. You're just not the wish. What are you talking about? He's a Rosh. What's Rosh Hashanah's Hotel? Rosh Hashanah's the Mitzvah Kibbutz by Chachlinikat. How did he get that Rosh Hashanah's Hotel to be such a Rosh? It just didn't make any sense.
Would you call Ace of Rosh Ben Rosh?
I would think so. I mean, you know. No. What do you mean, why? Oh, yeah, after he did the Jibba, before he did the Jibba, he'd also be. I mean, Rabbi Yehuda is saying, Mutta Likra is Rosh Ben Tzadik, Rosh Ben Rosh. I mean, the Gemara always will say Tatit is Rasha ben Rasha ben ben Aishal Aisiv Rasha, but doesn't say that he's a Rasha ben Rasha. But the Pasha, that's what the Rabbi is saying. So I used to think that he did it all to get the brachas. I mean, he wanted a full Yitzhak, so he should get the brachas, but that's not so because he was Machab Yitzhak even after he lost the brachas. All those 22 years that the Yankee Vina was in Beis Lavan, he was worried about the keeping out that Aisiv was doing. So Shema Mino, it wasn't just to get the brachas. So then there were times I thought that Esav is very shy to keep it out because he has a mazer taka. A regular yid only has a little price now. Esav has a mazer, so the yisod to keep it out is because he's mevil lechel mazer. So he's taka very grateful. He has a shaykes to that mitzvah, but there's also not maspik because even that sentiment of akaras atayv is a phenomenal sentiment. It's a deis yisholas. The Rambam says about Esav that he's not marzik b'darkei Avraham Avinu, he's not marzik in the deis tevis of Avraham. He didn't have good needs. And anyone who thinks that because he was Zebes Mushpa from Avraham Yitzchak, he has good deis, might have to give Esav his chelik in that as well. Right? Because the reason why he's not part of Zer Avraham and doesn't have the Yerusha of Eretz Yisrael is because he's not marzik b'darkei b'dasa. Darkei, derech Avraham Avinu means the midah b'ein and shivcha midah midah. So he has no shaykhis that all of that comes to Tevis at all. So why is he being mechaber his father so much?
Is he mechaber his mother?
That's also a good catch. If you'll be on Stakaros and take a very much, he'll be mechaber his mother, we don't find he was mechaber his mother. And if I can't, go be a doer that the keeper aim is he mishtaker than keeper aim.
But his brachy was getting from the after.
But I say he mechaber him even after the brachy. But he didn't get a brachy and he still was mechaber.
But his mother wasn't having his brachy.
He made a big mistake. Had he been mechaber his mother, he might have gotten the bracha from Yitzchak. He made a big mistake. A horrible miscalculation. So
say that Yitzchak and Esav were both inside the gurus. The real things in the power. That's why Esav was in favor of Yitzchak. And then he was upset, but they are two of a kind.
We're talking about keep it up. We're not talking about Abba Sreim over here. Keep it up is a different matter, right? So he has to have a shaykhus to that mitzvah. So I'll tell you what I think the right answer is. The right answer is like this. Avraham Avinu didn't want to give a bracha to Yitzchak because he was afraid he'll go to Esav. Now remember, Avraham Avinu had not just the koyach of bracha, he had the koyach of kol also. The koyach to be mekal. Now, had Yitzchak perceived clearly the resh of Esav, Yitzchak would have been mekal. What helped? What made it that Yitzchak did not perceive the resh of Esav clearly? Stayed in the targum because kitzayi befiv. Ki mitzidi hava ochel. That somehow was able to blind Yitzchak in not properly perceiving the resh of Esav. So Esav understood that if he ever misses a meal, if he ever misses this ability that he has to fashechet Yitzchak, then Yitzchak might catch on to his meisim, how guru they are, and he'll get a call. So he had to keep it up for as long as he lived. This tzayit b'fiv. Just that Yitzchak should not catch on. And not see with his hilgeid in the rishus of Esav. This is what he was being saying about. So it wasn't to get the bracha anymore. It was to avoid and to dodge getting the call.
He did it for what reason? Why did he start?
Yeah, because Yitzchak would be Mekalim, not because he's not being Mechabim. He'd be Mekalim because of his Resha. He would recognize the Rishas. What blinded him was the Mitzidi Avoch.
But why was he afraid?
Right. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Rosh is afraid of Klulis. Why is there ever Rosh? If
you want the brachas, he's afraid of Klulis.
No, well, we said forget about the brachas. We said forget about it. He doesn't want the brachas. He's afraid
of
Klulis.
No. He told you right. He wanted the brachas. He just didn't get it. But he believed in it.
But he was afraid of
Klulis. He had a belief in it.
Why was he screaming?
No, he came to peace with it, but he was afraid of Klulis.
He was still afraid of Klulis. Why is Rosh afraid of Klulis?
If he wants a bracha, he's afraid of the klala.
I want to help you a little bit more. Do you know that the chinuch says when it gets to the Issa of klala, to be Mekalech Aveva, he says, what's the big deal? Zokti, you see from the entire world, the entire universal man, that they don't like when someone's Mekalech. That's what he says. So Vice says that it has some sort of force. So he's bringing a raya from universal man. Every century and every civilization, it was always, when you only be angry in Mekal, and it was always taking the. And you're asking, what is the Rosh Hashanah? For Yitzhak Avinu. You hear what I'm saying? Again, we got Svaras Hafuras. It's you and the Chiddush. Okay, let's just make a brief case. What was discussed on this night, Baruch Hashem? We try to clarify the Lele Minish, Yitzhak Manazah. What kind of kina creates a new stira of Israel? What kind of kina cannot create it with the Edom, without the Edom? That was one discussion. Another discussion is what sort of greatest take on Shabbat Avshachadich Yisur that should affect if the Israel comes from Eimer Adas. Then from there, Lahabdul and Kodesh Lakodesh, we went into the Sidra. We spoke a few weeks. Oh, well, the most important point was the Psych Mechoy Hassan to come to Amen. That was the most important point. I left that out. Appreciate what he does for all of us. And then we started to think, I think, 3 points over there in Chumash. One is the Sfaras HaFuchas between Abimelech and Yitzhak. The other point was the Cheshik that Esav has in Kibbut Av. And in the middle, we said the piece of Lahag HaShifcha Shalifcha. And Shikai Rabbi said, you're welcome. Good? Yeah, you think we might like it? Yeah.